Hello, this is Liam here of the Anxious Conservatives podcast, and I'm joined today by a very special guest, namely my wife. Say hello, honey.
Hi.
All right, well, look, thanks for coming on. I guess the point of this interview is just kind of an exercise to determine or to illustrate the level of interest that the general public have in politics at a granular level. So, you know, obviously I'm someone who's obsessed with politics, and if you're listening to this podcast, the chances are you are too. But the reality is that we're not the type of people who decide elections in any way. So, honey, I mean, do you vote in every election?
Yes. There was one I missed. But
oh, what? When was that?
I think I was working.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right. But since we've known each other, have you voted in every election?
Yes.
And do you vote in council elections too, or just general elections?
Just general elections.
Okay. And you vote for both major parties. You know, you change your vote, don't you, depending on
election
to election? Yeah. And do you mind if I ask who you voted for in the last election?
I can ask.
Okay, who did you vote for?
I voted for Labour.
Yeah.
In McKelvey.
Oh, you split the vote.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, quite common. In fact, he'd probably be quite grateful for that because he didn't win by a huge margin. Okay, and you know, you're also you're a very intelligent woman, and you're educated. You've got School C and sixth form certificate and bursary and a degree in English literature,
mm-hmm.
if I remember right.
Yes, yeah.
And would you watch the news or we're more of a radio family. Would you listen to the news bulletin at least once a day?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So normally we get up in the morning, you would normally listen to Radio New Zealand, wouldn't you, in the morning?
Yes.
Yeah. But you're not obsessed with politics, are you?
By no means.
Yeah. What's it like being married to someone who's obsessed with politics? Long sigh.
I wish I could care about it as much as you do.
Yeah.
But a lot of it seems fleeting.
It is fleeting and pointless. So, talking about pointless and fleeting things, have you been following the Ricardo Menendez March controversy at all?
No.
Do you know who that is?
No, I have no idea.
And do you know, have you heard about it, how there was a Green MP who's been in MIQ, in isolation, from travelling?
Oh, I did, actually.
Yeah. Any strong feelings on that?
No, I mean,
yeah,
he had to go overseas. Then he's doing managed isolation. That's not...
No, don't feel outraged one way or the other?
No.
No. And what about ties in Parliament? Have you got a good grip on that controversy? Like, is that something that really got your passions up?
No, that seems pretty pointless.
Yeah, so how would you summarise that controversy? People don't want to wear ties. Really, isn't it?
Well, yes.
And do you think that it's fair enough if people don't want to wear ties, don't wear ties?
Well, it's tricky. A certain standard of dress, you know, suggests respect for the job.
Yeah.
And it feels like there are some cultural issues involved.
There are, yeah.
So maybe it would be different if a different MP were wanting to not wear a tie.
Well, I agree with that. I think, you know, you've got to make exceptions for national dress and cultural reasons. But on the whole, top 10 issue facing New Zealand?
No, I think I think a tie does not determine whether or not someone is being a good politician.
Now, what would you say are the most important issues to you as a sort of a swinging voter? What do you think is a big, sort of issue facing the country?
response to the coronavirus and vaccines.
Well, sorry for heading up at 10:30.
No, it's okay.
We finally got our children to sleep.
I mean, if someone was to make some sort of dramatic educational decision, like to cut funding to something, I would care about it, but I wouldn't feel like I could do anything to change that.
Yeah, I guess that's part of the problem with politics, isn't it? That you don't feel a lot of, people generally don't feel a lot of connection between what's happening, what they can do to affect it. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. Yeah. I could sign a petition, but what would that... Oh, okay.
Yeah, so coronavirus, education, those are sort of your priorities?
Yes.
Okay. We're pretty lucky because we own a house.
Yeah, certain economic things might get my attention, but it'd take a lot.
Yeah.
To be honest.
That's fair enough. Well, I mean, that's kind of the point I wanted to make is that, you know, so in your view, the Thai issue isn't like a pressing, urgent problem for the country.
No, it's not.
No, it isn't. Okay. And you don't really care if there's a green MP went overseas and followed the rules and went through managed isolation to come back.
Yeah, I mean, that seems... It's just pretty run-of-the-mill. I don't...
Yeah. And you think it might be pretty silly if that became a major political issue that people were arguing about?
Yes, I mean, it's done. He's in managed isolation. Or she.
Yeah, it's a he.
Okay, then, just checking.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I don't know. I mean, I would say that of all the, you know, people I know, you're the most well-adjusted and normal. Or non-psychotic. So...
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Now, just one last thing. Do you still ever use Twitter? You ever look things up on Twitter?
No, I never use Twitter.
Ever?
No, I don't. No. I don't remember my password and...
Yeah.
I don't.
Do you think Twitter looks pretty dumb? Do you wish I didn't use Twitter so much?
I don't care about a lot of the conversations that seem to be happening on Twitter.
Yeah. A lot of minutia, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It seems like it's all stuff that's going to change overnight, and my arguing with people about it on Twitter. I don't know if there is arguing.
There is some arguing. Twitter. There's a degree of argument.
A degree.
Yeah.
No, it's confusing. The interface is weird.
Yeah. You use Facebook, though?
Yes, I do.
That's a good way of keeping in touch with people around the community. Somewhat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the plan for the weekend anyway? So I was going to work on that treehouse tomorrow. I think Dad was going to give me a hand, wasn't he?
Yes, the boys are very excited about the treehouse.
And if it's good weather, we might go to the beach or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been pretty hot.
It has.
Go for a swim.
Yeah, I mean, the weather was pretty grotty yesterday, though. Today was better.
Your office is air conditioned. When did you?
Yeah, it's not
when
nice.
Did you see the weather?
Because I'm looking out the window.
I see.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to do this and get out of your comfort zone. I didn't use your name. I called you my wife. Do you get offended if I call you my wife? Does that like seem possessory to you?
No.
Yeah, because you're not a psycho, right? But people sometimes say say my wife, you know, like you own her. How about use her name?
Yeah, it's not a problem for me I am your wife.
And I'm your husband. You can call me your husband all you want.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Aisha.
Oh, no problem.